Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kate Kramer. It was 2 a.m. on December 16, 1811, when one of the largest earthquakes recorded in the continental United States shook the nation. This event was the first of three New Madrid earthquakes which occurred between 1811 and 1812. The earthquakes were named after the largest settlement on the Mississippi River at the time, New Madrid, Missouri, which sits on a 150-mile-long fault system extending into five states in the southern Midwest. The December 16th event was estimated to be a magnitude 7.7 quake, causing fissures to open and emit sulfurous smells, the ground to rise and fall, land to sink, trees to bend, and people to fear for their lives. None of this was quite as fascinating as what happened to the Mississippi River on February 7th, 1812. A thrust fault created a dam that was several feet high near a meander on the river. Due to the change in elevation, water spilled over the dam so that the river appeared to move backwards. The uplift deformed the riverbed, causing water displacement from the sudden movement of the land, which generated a fluvial tsunami. An eyewitness, Eliza Bryan, wrote, "At first, the Mississippi seemed to recede from its banks, and its waters gathering up like a mountain, then rising 15 to 20 feet perpendicularly, and expanding as it were at the same moment, the banks were overflowed with the retrograde current, rapid as a torrent." This phenomenon is known as a seiche, which is a temporary disturbance in an enclosed body of water. Seiches are generally large waves created due to high winds or seismic activity. Although this seiche caused the river to flow backwards for only a few hours, it also caused islands to give way and banks to collapse into the river. There is no telling what the damage will be when the next New Madrid earthquakes occur. Some seismologists believe that the high-magnitude earthquakes occur at the New Madrid Fault every 200 years, meaning that we are due for the next cataclysmic event. With denser populations near the New Madrid Fault, we could suffer significant infrastructural damage, thousands of fatalities, and the displacement of millions of people. These events demonstrate the raw power of earthquakes and their ability to deform the land and even reverse the flow of our nation's largest river.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.